Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Old School. Jay's going to take off, handle some business. DP, Austin Orman, 402-464-5685. We'll carry you through. And then at 6 o'clock, it'll be Barry Thompson. And we're going to talk about the NIL stuff that goes on. One, I mean, because his players are in the NIL pool. They're in the recruiting pool. So he has players of all ages, players that are preparing to be recruited, who are being recruited, who just got recruited, et cetera. And he can tell you he's been in those living rooms. He's been in those film rooms to be able to answer the questions of what, one, what's required, two, what's the priority? What's the focus? Like, what's really going on? What parents are looking for, which I don't think a lot of the listeners or all the listeners get that the parents have a responsibility in this thing that we miss sometimes, which is being the voice of reason. Sometimes the parent is actually the roadblock. that sometimes parents can be the reason why a young person isn't recruited. And a reason why the young person doesn't get what they deserve, because the parent has their own mission objective, and that's not new either.
Is that most common in only kids and or first time?
Oh,
recruited
this is
parents?
Where this is the conversation we're going to have. Okay. Because so in the case of And again, you can't put anybody in one bag or one basket.
No, generally.
That if this is a second generation athlete whose parent went through it. Well, remember, the parent went through it 25 years ago.
Right.
And it's a different game then. A
couple things have changed.
Right. Entirely different. Even if they're a second generation and the parent is a current coach, it's still a different vantage. It's from a different place. Mm-hmm. And there are those that, because you're a second generation, doesn't make you a star. It also doesn't make you not a star. It's you. And sometimes the dad or mom get in the way based on whether, you know, hurt people. So if the process was rough to them, they will set a boundary to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to let that happen to my child. Or they can say, things went really well for me, but I'm not going to let that happen. This thing happened to my child. And you parent the way you were recruited.
You coach the way you were coached.
You coach the way you were coached. One more important, you coach the way you play, or you coach the way you wanted to be coached.
Coached, sure.
Right? And it depends, again, to put a blanket statement over any of it, but what happened being in the room with the young person. And I'm the coach that parents would say, okay, we're meeting with East Carolina. Will you be in the room with us? Like, just to help us out. And that's a lot of conversation before. What can we expect? What are they going to ask us? What questions should he prepare for? Well, here's the thing. Don't prepare. Because if you prepare, you're not showing them your authentic self, which is how bad combinations happen. Is they put on a show for you. And that's not authentic.
You put on a show for them.
You put on a show for them, and it's not authentic. If you can't be yourself and say, listen, quite frankly, there are things that I know and things that I don't know. And I like to capture the Steve Sipple. Here's what I know, and here's what I think I know about what I want for this young man. And then they'll ask me as a coach, okay, hard worker. Well, yeah, I wouldn't be sitting here. I wouldn't be sitting here next to them if they weren't a hard worker, and you wouldn't have found them if they weren't a hard worker. But I have a rule as a coach that when they're being recruited, no player, no parent, no school has permission to ask me to lie for them. That's the thing. When you talk about that plan, that in a room of young people, that I say, how many of you want to be recruited? And they all raise their hand. How many of you think you're going to be good enough to be recruited? And they'll raise their hand. And I said, how many of you are willing to tell the truth about it? Because
or hear the truth about
right?
it.
Because you will not get me to lie for you. If somebody asked me, hey, is Timmy a hard worker? You're going to dictate my response to that. That's not a me thing. I will have point of record. Oh, you've been with me 2 years. Never missed a workout. Always put in the good percentage. Yeah, I'm not expecting anybody to be 100% all the time. But did you show up? Did you put in authentic work? Are you working on the craft? Yes. Coach, I can say that to him. Mom and dad, don't ask me to lie for you. Don't ask me to lie for your son or daughter. Don't ask me to do it. And then coaches, don't ask me to say that you're going to give them a fair chance if that's not what you're going to do.
Right.
Like, don't do that to me. And so in that, there's some parents who played. Okay. Dad, here's what you went through. Here's what they're going through. They may not be the same. What's your priority? What asking parents, and if you're out there and you've got a young athlete that you think wants to do this at the next level, again, these are the conversations that we would have in private before they met, and because these are conversations we'd have in their career.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction, among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at
career. What's the most important thing to you? Is it just playing? Do you want to keep playing? Is that like, do you, because keep playing doesn't mean you love it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't love it, it's just not going to work.
Anthony Rendon.
Right. You're not going to, Anthony, here's the thing that's a great sidebar, that his work, his hitting work and hitting repetitions is second to none. Bryce Harper would get out his notepad and watch Rendon go through his process. But when after the work is done, Rendon is done. I'm going home, bro. I'm not watching SportsCenter. I'm not watching MLB TV. I'm doing my work. This is like, I'm focusing on me. I don't know what everybody else is doing. And I can't lead them other than by showing them what my process is. People are different. Like, they're just different. My teammate, I can tell you, I can go position by position and tell you of the kids that I coach and the people that I played with. There is not one similarity in the bunch. They're all individuals. All the players that I've had on, the kid Hunter Hoops, who went viral with the pitching video, Evan Minarvik, who played at Northwestern, who came on this station, Logan Lex, who played at GW, Miles Thompson, who played at Penn. There's a whole list of them, whether it's the kids from the Naval Academy, Peter Murray from the Air Force Academy. Like, there's a whole lock of guys, and none of them are the same. The conversations, the recruiting conversations, were all different. And then you add NIL to it. And to tell you that some of the places I coached at, they didn't have any money. They didn't have any money. And when I say no money, I mean no money. Then there were where I had to help them buy cleats or gloves or meals. Then there are places that I coached where they had everything. As a matter of fact, they may have had too much. In the Woodlands, Texas, in my player parking lot, there were Jaguars and BMWs. Asking those kids to work hard, wait a minute, you had to find a special mechanism, a special trigger. Like, do you want to ride, you want to live in your dad's house your whole life? Or do you want to, because you're going to have to go to college. And when you get to college, it doesn't matter how much money your dad has. Your dad's rich. You are your rich dad's son. Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to be on your own? Do you want to build your own? Do you want to have your own? Do you want to make your own, produce your own? Teaching them the things that go into that, hard work, being clean, being on time. Hey, man, you better learn how to do laundry, because I don't care how much your clothes cost. If they're not clean, she ain't going to date you a second time, bro.
They still stink.
Right? Hey, man. Rich clothes stink if you don't know how to take care of them. So this NIL thing will help identify coaches for who they are. And if you're a good coach, more money will help you be a great coach. If you're not a great coach, more money will just expose that you're not a great coach.
And you're losing a lot of money, most likely. That ain't yours.
Well, but truth be, we know the programs that's how they got where they are. That whatever resources you had, you didn't take advantage of it and you didn't use them properly. Mm-hmm. There's a way. There's a way, because we watch Kansas State. There's a way for them to figure out how to make this thing work. We don't know what is happening in Nebraska. We don't know. We can hope. You can drink Kool-Aid. Now, I'm not telling you not to drink Kool-Aid. I'm drink Kool-Aid, man. Feel how you feel. Let's go. Let's go. This could be a 10-win season. Just based on schedule alone. That if I'm walking out as a coach and I'm looking at this schedule, I'm not scared of anybody on the schedule. I'm not. I don't care. Listen, I don't care. It's football. Can I teach you to tackle? Can I teach you to get people to the ground? Probably.
Can I teach you to get in the way long
enough? Can I teach you to make a block? I don't need you to make a four-second block. I need you to block for 2.7 seconds. I need you to get in the way. You know what? I need for you to shed a block in under 2.7 seconds. Can you beat a block? There's a finite list of things that I need for you to do. Will you watch film? I need 10 hours of film study a week.
Kyler Murray's already left your program.
That's why. Right? Like, asking those things lets you know who's in your program. And then you know what you need to fill. We learn. We're going to learn. We're a month away. We're going to, end of this month, or actually a couple of weeks, we're going to go to Indy and we're going to talk football. And we're going to see all of the best of the Big Ten marching there suited and booted, and they'll let us know what kind of work they've been putting in the offseason. See what they look like. Oh, boy. can't wait. Austin, thank you, kind sir. Harrison Arns will take over leading the mothership. Barry Thompson and I will talk football, recruiting, NIL. All of that and more here on One-on-One, 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.